Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys come from dear old Kentucky.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and through.
Oh, the people would come from far away. The day stole night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, he knew I was
well, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country west music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. For the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3 hour celebration, the memory and the music of the father of bluegrass, yes, William Smith Monroe, forever remembered as Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back into the hills of Kentucky as we pay tribute to that high, lonesome sound of bluegrass here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Song is down the trail I ride, the rattle at the prairie dog. Don't you hear that mournful tune? For the roundup time, away out west when the cactus are in bloom.
Morning, Captain. Good morning, child. Do you need another music? Earth raised it over and the curtains around you fold. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country west music and today bluegrass music as we come to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. It can also be heard via CFRC 119 FM from the hearted limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, where we have been broadcasting for the last 10 years. We can also be heard over our internet home at www.oshawarocks.com as well as YouTube at Way Back with Johnny. With that all mentioned, I would like to share that today we are dedicating the program to life and musical contribution of William Smith Monroe, forever remembered as the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. With that mentioned, Bill was born September 13th, 1911. That was yesterday in 1911. Gaining great musical fame until his passing at the age of 84 on September 9th, 1996, 29 long years ago. Bill was born in Rosine, Kentucky, and was and will forever be linked to the contribution of creating the genre we know and respect as bluegrass music. Today I would like to remember Bill Monroe and his style of music, so let's open today's program with Rhonda Vinson, a lady I recently met in Spencerville at the South Granville Bluegrass Festival, and is the grass any bluer. Then we'll follow with Bill himself and a live version of On My Way Back to the Old Home. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in and happy listening.
When the gates swung open wide, bet that the Lord's got you playing somewhere up there. every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest with all the Bluegrass Boys, here's Bill Monroe.
Kentucky Hill. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill. Well, there's no light in the window. The shining on the where I
friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome you all back in following those opening songs. And with that mention, I would like to get the show off to another start with sending out some special dedications today. First, like we usually do, we would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn and her companion, my stepfather, Big Daddy Owl. For them today will be a song by the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, who has been gone 22 years as of Friday, the 12th. And Johnny Cash has his all-time classic called Pick the Wildwood Flower for Mama and Big Daddy Owl. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe, also forever remembered as Miss Jenny. For her today, it's going to be a song by Bill Monroe, once again, the father of bluegrass, and a song I recently came across called The White Rose. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to Willie LaPointe out there in Verona, Ontario, one of my truest and dearest friends, who is often referred to as the Mayor of Verona, Ontario. Now, Willie is celebrating his 75th birthday this coming week on the 17th. So for Willie, it'll be a classic by Grandpa Jones and called Neighbors. And I would like to wish him a very happy 75th birthday. And with that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Oh, Those cotton fields were hot, and that tractor never was my kind of living. And when I hit 16, I had my size, and I hit the road to freedom. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying to me, get your guitar and pick the wildwood flower. Now Memphis was big, and it was hard to find a job, and so I didn't. And it was easier to go back to the country, and it was more like living. Now I've been down every road, and I've stood on every porch where they were given. And if they had a dime or an hour, I would pick the wildwood flower. It's hard to turn around and look back down the roads that I have traveled, 'cause like a never-ending ball of twine, my dreams have come unraveled. Now as evening lays its shawl across the shoulders of my life, I find I couldn't tie my life together with guitar strings and a poet's heartfelt line. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying to me, get your guitar and pick the wildwood flower.
Play it like this, son.
Thank you. was gay and filled with laughter. When so long ago we strolled along the dell, but it got within me when you found another. That's the cause for this white rose in my lapel.
Sign of the times, but some folks remember what neighbors are for, and some of them are neighbors of mine. I have lived among some good and gentle people. We've forgotten what this good earth is for, but somewhere there is land still held in God's hand, and some of it lies near my door. I have lived among some good and gentle people. I have walked in a strong growing land. Sung by some heavenly band. I hear sounds every day of a world going wrong. I hear talk of the times left behind. Summer night, full of fiddles and song, is a sound that I hold in my mind. I have lived among some good and gentle people. I have walked in a strong growing land. I have sung songs I know I will hear once again. Being sung by some heavenly band. I have sung songs I know I will hear once again. Being sung by some heavenly band.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're
Hi, this is Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us into the Ottawa Valley. Take our weekly trip up into the mighty valley we call the Ottawa. With that mentioned, I would like to send out a song to my good friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky, up there in Eganville, Ontario today. For them today, it's going to be an all-time classic by none other than Ralph Carlson and all his Bytown Bluegrass Band and called Grandma's Feathered Bed. Then we'll send out a song to our good friend Vic and his wife Linda Mae Garbutt of Iron Prairie, Ontario today. For them, it's going to be an old-time classic by none other than Bill White, another legend of, well, not so much the Valley as more of the Kingston area, but he did do some work in the Ottawa Valley as well. But it's going to be our good friend Bill White and his all-time classic, Thank You, Kind Stranger, going out to Vic and Linda Mae today. And they're going to be doing their show tonight over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio, as they usually do, 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage. So if you want to tune into a show like mine, that's a great show to tune into. And then we're going to play a song for Tom Wilson, our good friend from Brockville, Ontario. For Tom, it's going to be an all-time classic that he recorded many years ago called Teardrops in the Snow. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good day to the Valley listeners.
I was just a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every 6 months or so. We had chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best damn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chicken. It was made from the feathers of 40-11 geese, took a whole bowl of clop for the pick. Feeded whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and whistle and watch the fire till the cobweb filled my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40-11 geese, took a whole bowl of clop for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and the biggie we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. I love my ma and I love my pa, love Granny and Grandpa too.
Yeah.
Been fishing with my uncle and I wrestled with my cousin. I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ugh.
If I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. I'd trade them all plus the girl down the road for Grandma's feather bed. I'd trade them all plus the girl down the road.
Hold it, Ralph. You best think twice about the girl down the road.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40-11 geese, took a whole bowl of clop for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
He lives in a world of his own. His body is weak and his memory is gone. He doesn't know that Mama passed away. And he don't know his son when I visit him each day. He thinks I'm a stranger just passing through. He thinks I'm just someone that he can talk to. He'll shake my hand when we say goodbye. Say thank you, kind stranger, for just stopping by. Thank you, kind stranger, for talking to me. For I don't have no one to come visit me. But if I had a son, I'd want him to be as nice as you've been to visit here with me. He thinks I'm a stranger just passing through. He thinks I'm just someone that he can talk to. He'll shake my hand when we say goodbye. Say thank you, kind stranger, for just stopping by. Places where we used to go, I'll talk about Mama, the one he loved so. But he can't remember the fun that we had. Now he's lost his memory, but I've lost my dad. He thinks I'm a stranger, just passing through. He thinks I'm just someone that he can talk to. He'll shake my hand when we say goodbye. Say thank you, kind stranger, for just stopping by. Yes, he'll shake my hand with a tear in his eye. Say thank you, kind stranger, for just stopping by.
Our story's written in the master's book above. Wonder if he has a chapter for each darling mother's love, like the one I saw this morning standing in the station door. She was crying, softly crying, teardrops falling in the snow.
White of the White Pine Bluegrass Band,
and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Keep right on listening and enjoy the good music.
Sawmill Road, down on Sawmill Road. When I die, I'll take my rest down on Sawmill Road.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning of Way Back with Johnny over CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.offshorerocks.com. With that mentioned, this next guest is a true direct link to the father of bluegrass music, as our next guest is his grandson, William Monroe II. With that mentioned, William and I have been friends for many years now, and I've had the opportunity once again to sit down with him and pick his brain on some of the memories that he had of his grandfather, Bill. And then this is the first part of a three-part interview. Following this first part, we will hear an all-time classic by Bill Monroe that William Monroe II says was the first real bluegrass song ever performed on the Grand Ole Opry by his grandfather. And that, of course, is the all-time classic called Mule Skinner's Blues. With that, I would like to welcome, once again, back to our program, William Monroe II.
How you doing, buddy? Doing all right?
Very good, and it's a pleasure to have you back.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So let's go back. Your father was, of course, James Monroe, the son of Bill Monroe, and your grandfather was Bill.
Right.
What was it growing up?
Well, you know, honestly, I thought everybody's family traveled to play music. They were both gone all the time. Daddy started out playing bass for Granddaddy, and I mean, back then they were doing 250 shows a year or more, which is just a crazy amount of traveling. But Granddaddy loved it, and so did Daddy. So yeah. I mean, they really hit the road. You know, it gets in your blood. I enjoyed traveling with them a bunch. I traveled with both of them. When I was little, I didn't. I didn't really start traveling until I was probably 17 or 18.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. I went to the Opry and stuff when I was little, like local stuff, but not. I was on the Paul Wagner show when I was, like, two.
Wow. And so your grandfather was born, of course, William Smith Monroe in
1911.
What was it like for him growing up?
Well, he was the youngest of eight children. He was born late. He was, you know, a lot later than the other kids. He was the youngest. Real close to his dad. Liked to hang out with him when his dad was doing farm work. They had also some crops, and I think they even had some coal that they had on the property. There was a mine there. They also had like a little general store too down in the Rosine / Beaver Dam area. And J.B. Monroe was Granddaddy's daddy's, what he went by was J.B.
Okay.
And Granddaddy had a weak eye, and he was bashful about the eye situation. You know, it's one of his eyes almost crossed, so he didn't. He didn't like to get out around people much.
And so, of course, they also passed away when Bill was just a young lad, I understand.
He was, I don't know exactly. I'm going to say like 14, 15-ish.
Yes.
And most of the brothers and sisters either got married or moved away. So that's the reason Granddaddy moved in with Uncle Penn.
Okay. And so, talking about Uncle Penn, how did that song come about, or do you remember?
Granddaddy wanted to do a tribute song to Uncle Penn. So that's what he came up with, was a song for Penn. You know, late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill above the town, depending upon the fiddle, Lord, how it rang. Hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it
sing. Exactly. And his cabin was like kind of like up above the town, on a rise.
I see. Like on a hillside.
Granddaddy always had fabulous things to say about Uncle Penn. You know,
I see, for sure.
Great fiddler, he could play guitar some. And they did a lot of shows, him and Uncle Penn and Arnold Schultz. He was a African-American bluesman in the area, guitar player. That's where bluegrass gets a lot of blues in. And I'm a big bluegrass fan. I mean, a big blues fan also. I've talked to Granddaddy about that, too. I played the blues some, and we both just loved it, really.
I see. And so would it be safe in saying that about 1930, he more or less joined his brother, Charlie, with the Monroe brothers?
Well, they Uncle Charlie and Uncle Birch had moved to, I want to say, Indiana. There was a, what was the name of that oil company? It was a big oil company. It'll come to me in a minute.
Yeah.
And Granddaddy wanted to join his brothers up there. That's when they started. I think they initially started out being dancers, like square dancers on stage shows.
Oh, okay.
That's where Granddaddy was. you know, he could do the Kentucky backstep. And he learned because he started off as a dancer, really. Pretty much that segued pretty much into the Monroe Brothers. You know, Uncle Charlie on guitar, singing lead, Granddaddy on mandolin, singing tenor, and Uncle Bert's playing bass.
Oh, so there would have been three of them then.
Yeah, there were three brothers.
I see.
Initially.
I never knew that.
I think Uncle Bert played bass some, but I think he played mostly fiddle.
Okay.
But they toured some together as a trio. I'm sure they had to probably pick up a bass player or maybe another one or two people as they traveled. But even modern bands do that. They'll travel to shows and hey, we need to pick up whatever player because we're missing somebody.
Exactly.
Birch quickly got tired of the touring stuff and he wanted to be in a steady job at a steady place. So he ended up dropping out and it was just the Monroe Brothers was Uncle Charlie and Granddaddy.
And so they would have, of course, they made their first recording, which was What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul in 1936 with RCA.
What would you give in exchange? What would you give in exchange? What would you give?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty confident that it was in 36.
Yes.
So, odd factually, but I think Robert Johnson went into the studio, the father of the blues, went into the studio for the first time in 1936.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong, but I remember looking at that, but I thought that was odd. I thought that's odd and pretty cool.
Exactly, for sure. That's both genres were born around the same time. That is amazing. So, it would have been in 39, going a little bit into their career, that they first came on to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, They had separated 1 or 2 years before 1939. Granddaddy told me it was something, and honestly, I don't know exactly what happened, but Granddaddy told me that they were supposed to do a show. Uncle Charlie didn't want to do the show, so that was just it for Granddaddy, because Granddaddy was real punctual about whether he was sick or not sick or whatever.
I see.
He was gonna play the show if he had a show booked, so that kind of wrapped up there. And, you know, and honestly, I think Granddaddy wanted to break out on his own anyway. I think he wanted to
go
start
solo.
Singing. Yeah, I think he wanted to start singing more and having his own style of music, really.
Yeah. So it sounds like Bill would have been more in more dedicated to the music than Uncle Charlie would have been.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. Uncle Charlie was a great singer. And he
yes,
was a great
of course.
Too, but and like I say, I'm not sure exactly the gist of what happened, but I bet that my understanding was that there was a show date, and for whatever reason, Uncle Charlie didn't want to do it, and Granddaddy wanted to do it, so that wrapped him up.
I see. So then we'll go into the Bluegrass Boys, which was first formed in 1940 after they had broken up. What would this band have consisted of, or who would have been in the first band?
Actually, the date for the Bluegrass Boys was probably the 38.
38, okay.
Because Granddaddy joined the Opry in 1939.
Of course.
So he had went to he got his band together and went to Nashville and tried out for the Solemn Old Judge, and that's when he got hired to do the Opry. I'm trying to think, the first song that they ever did on the Opry was like the Mule Skinner Blues.
Okay, yes, a classic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Granddaddy had worked up a jazzed up version, beated up version of the old Jimmy Rogers song,
yes.
Mule Skinner Blues. So there's arguments about the pros and cons of when the bluegrass actually start, but with the G Run and Mule Skinner Blues, it's I think bluegrass started with Mule Skinner Blues in 39.
Okay, so it'd be well over 86 years this year then.
It's hard to believe. Granddaddy passed away in 96. You know, it's hard to believe that much time
30 has
passed. Time quickly gets away.
It sure does, William, that's for sure. My own father passed away 3 years ago, and it's like my mother and I were talking about this morning. Where did all the years since then just keep on going?
Absolutely. It's just, sometimes when you think back on things, it seems like it was yesterday.
Exactly.
You were doing them, or you were with family or friends that have gone on, but then sometimes it seems like it's been 1,000 years. You know, it just depends.
For sure.
Another music dinner out on your new line. bucket around. If you don't like your job, let your water bucket down. Oh, today.
From the favorite bluegrass show.
Now look at me, baby, I'm on the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell y'all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Heavenly angel, I'm where I belong, right here in your arms.
So how about you? I'm hooked on bluegrass music. It's the only drug I use.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview with our good friend William Monroe II, we are once again back here, and it's once again that time to turn back the years to the golden era of bluegrass music and the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open that vinyl vault door on the Way Back with Johnny show. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I would like to once again remember a musical inspiration that Bill Monroe had many years ago, informing the genre we love and admire is bluegrass music. With that mentioned, let's remember an all-time classic that Bill did in the festive Christmas favorite called Christmas Time's A-Comin', which was originally recorded in 1951, released in 1952. That is the song that is most essential in the bluegrass field in Christmas time. With that mentioned, we're going to follow that with a 1976 recording of That's What Christmas Means to Me. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show and also mention that yes, these are out of season, but you know Christmas time's gonna be here before we know it. Just 3 more months, friends, and it'll be here. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Holly's in the window, homeward the wind blows. Can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ring up, bringing joy to all that you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going. Burning, my old heart's yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ring up, bringing joy to all? Did you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling,
calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas times are coming.
Catch your head in bells, ring out, bringing joy to all, and you hear him sing, when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
I always have loved Christmas. It's my favorite time of year, when young hearts always gladden and the old ones filled with tears. I recall the scenes from childhood, what Christmas meant to me. I could hardly wait for Christmas to get my presents from the tree. Old Santa will be coming, he'll say, have you been good? I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Christmas, we sang of Jesus' birth, a child born in a manger, we sang of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, and we'd pray our Christmas prayer, and we thank the Lord above that we all would gather here. Old Santa will be coming, he'll say, have you been good? I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we've reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a collection of sacred songs, all to do with the times we're living in right now, which is, to me, the end of time. It's all written in the Bible, as they often sang back in the day of bluegrass music. So let's pay tribute to three songs that are in such style and such subject. First of all, we're going to hear from Molly O'Day, one of the queens of bluegrass in the early days, and It's All Coming True. Then we're going to hear from one of my favorite husband and wife teams in country music, that is, Carol and Pearl Butler, and We're Living in the Last Days Now. And then we're going to play us into the very top of the second hour here this morning, of the 9 o'clock hour, with Hank Williams Sr., who was born on September 17th, that's coming up, in 1923. And he'd be 102 years old if he was still alive, but sadly passed away much too young at the age of 29. With that, it's going to be Hank Williams Sr. and When the Fires Come Down from Heaven. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the hour and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
You can read the words of Jesus in St. Matthew 24, where it tells of his returning and time will be no more. The sun, it will be darkened, the moon, it will not shine, the stars will fall from heaven, that will be the end of time. It's all coming through, it's all coming through, God's own holy Bible, it's all coming through. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming through.
world would be in darkness, for there would be no light. The sun will not be shining, it will be a dark, dark night. They'll be praying, they'll be crying, they'll seek a hiding place. It'll be too late to pray when they see the Savior's face. It's all coming true, it's all coming true. God's own holy Bible, it's all coming true. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming true. See a sign in heaven and hear a trumpet blast. It'll be our Savior coming to gather his people at last. The dead in Christ will rise first, leave this sinful land. And the saints that are remaining will be caught by the Savior's hand. It's all coming true, it's all coming true. God's own holy Bible, it's all coming true. Take the good book off the shelf, dear brother, and read it for yourself. Get on your knees and pray, for it's all coming through.
We have heard the wondrous story of the Christ of Calvary, how he died to save poor sinners deeply bound. He ascended back to heaven, but he said, I'll come again. We're living in the last days now. Oh, sinner, go pray, ask forgiveness, my friend. For that judgment day is surely coming round. Get ready for that city, John saw coming down. Prophecy, just as they do today. We're living in the last days now. We just can't get around it, for it's true, it comes from God. We're living in the last days now.
The fire comes down from heaven.
Way back in the days of Noah, water covered all this land. Then the great rainbow of promise started us on life again. And the good book tells of fire that will fill the earth someday. Then the sinful will be screaming as this earth shall pass away. When the
heaven,
this old world will melt away.
Will melt away.
Millions then
will cry for mercy.
But it will be
too late.
too late to pray.
Oh, this world is at a tremble and it's rocking to and fro. You can read it in the papers, hear it on the radio. In the movies they are showing towns and cities how they blaze. But there's pot of fire a-coming if we follow sin's highway. When the fire,
comes down from heaven,
come down from heaven,
this old world
will melt away,
will melt away.
Millions
then
will cry for mercy,
will cry for mercy.
But it will be,
but it will be too late to pray.
Texas City, Texas City, oh, how awful was her fate. First she burned and then exploded. Now the story we'll relate of the wine coffin at Lanter, how she burned right to the ground. Of the great fire in Chicago and the dead lay all around. But
when the fire comes down from heaven,
come down from heaven,
this old world
will melt away,
will melt away.
Millions then
will cry for mercy,
cry for mercy,
but it will be,
but it will be
too late to pray.
Thank you, boys.
Oh, the people would come from far away. They danced all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pin was ready to go.
Hello, this is Lee Monroe II, grandson of Bill Monroe. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
About sundown, high on a hill above the town, Uncle Pin played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could